The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
So Kevin Costner says he didn't watch Sunday's premiere of Yellowstone, the final episodes, the second part of season five, which is so annoying now that every show does that, breaking up seasons into two parts that are a year apart.
I hate it.
I don't get it. I hate it.
2 years, I think.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
So it's so annoying. But he goes, I actually didn't even know it aired last night. Kevin Costner, stop it. You're just lying.
I love that.
You think, like, come on.
Let me tell you something. I've never met Taylor Sheridan, who's the big producer, creator, writer of every show that's on TV.
Yeah.
That's a drama. My favorite being Lioness.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, but I'm being facetious.
Oh. I was just going to ask you if you watched that.
No, I don't watch.
Okay.
I am too terrified of, what's her name? Zoe Saldana or whatever.
Yeah.
Saldana. I'm too terrified of her. She's so tough. I like her. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
She's pretty. And, I'm not scared of her being a spy, CIA, tough girl. Anyway.
Yeah.
But all I can go on is the fact that I have talked to Kevin Costner in my life, and he was super, super nice and so down to earth.
Good. I like to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too.
So I'm going to go with him.
You believe him?
Yeah. Hey, you know, until that other one comes up and he's nicer to me. It all depends on how they are to me personally.
Yeah.
Sure.
As to whether or not I like them.
Yeah, that's why he likes that. Kelly Rowland. She was going through all kinds of drama. He defended her tooth and nail. I was like, there you go.
Because if I weren't married, we could have dated.
Oh.
After we met. I mean, we had a click going.
Instant connection.
Yeah.
We should find out what kind of guy she liked. I mean, maybe, I don't even know if she's single anymore, but maybe we might be able to make something happen. But you mentioned Taylor Sheridan. Blake Shelton has a new show with Taylor Sheridan. Blake Shelton left The Voice 6 months ago, but he's already got a new show. It's called The Road, and it's an interesting idea. It's a music show where they follow an established superstar, musical superstar, and the contestants will be people that open for the headliner and try to win over local crowds in an effort to stay on that person's tour.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a reality show. It's kind of a cool idea.
Yeah.
And Blake Shelton's going to mentor him and stuff. No word on who the headliner is going to be.
And I like that it's different than every other music show.
It's a little different than everything else we've seen. So kind of a cool idea.
Oh, I got a feeling who the headliner is going to be. It will have to be Jelly Roll.
Oh, that's, you know.
Because everything has to be Jelly Roll now, which I'm glad. I was the first Jelly Roll fan in the country.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, by the way.
But it's
unleashing
like,
him on the world.
I mean, he has captured the country.
Yeah.
And so they got to run everything by him first. Now, write a first refusal in show business. Does Jelly Roll want to do it? Okay, well, then find somebody else.
Yeah.
If Jelly Roll wants it, he's got it.
Yeah, he's got his own show coming out, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that's about. So, yeah, they're going to use him for everything he's got. Today, the People magazine will announce the sexiest man alive. And, yeah, a lot of names being thrown around. That guy from The Outer Banks on Netflix.
He is so cute.
Do you think he's good
John
looking?
John B. So cute.
John B.
Well, that's his name on the show.
Yeah. Is he the sexiest man alive, though?
I don't know about alive, but he's very cute. Yeah,
you like him. Okay, that's your look. All right. Yeah. So we'll find out who that is later today, and we'll certainly keep you up to speed on what we find out. But those are just a few things that are now trending.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage. TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today.
It's the holidays, and you know what that means. We love telling you about Omaha Steaks. The greatest gift that you can get someone is a package from Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com and then use the promo code TJR and you're going to save big money. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit. But these steaks are absolutely delicious. Not just the steaks. They have chicken and pork chops and side dishes that melt in your mouth. Riggins, is this the best gift you get every year?
Definitely.
And your dad gets the same thing? It's perfect.
It's awesome.
Absolutely perfect. So steaks, chicken, pork chops, delicious burgers and gourmet hot dogs. I'm sorry, Franks. They call them gourmet Franks. the best you've ever had, and it's all top of the line delivered right to your house. OmahaSteaks.com is where you go to order, and you use the promo code TJR. You're going to save 50% site-wide, plus an additional $30 off when you shop early. That's OmahaSteaks.com. Promo code TJR, 50% off, and then another $30 off if you go now. It's Omaha Steaks.
The Columbus tradition returns to Rhodes Tower. It's the 15th anniversary of the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb on February 22nd. Stair climb 880 stairs at your own pace to the top, where you'll see the world and yourself from a whole different perspective. Climb 40 floors to support clean air, healthy lungs, and help save lives. This isn't your mom's walk or your dad's run. This is your stair climb. Learn more at climbcolumbus.org.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Thank you to everybody that joined us for the Hurricane Helene Relief Charity Golf Tournament yesterday. It was a great day. We had a great group of teams playing competitively. They were out there for blood.
Yeah, they were. Mm-hmm.
It was a really fun day out there at Northstone Country Club. If you'd still like to help, head over to tjriggins.com/help, and you can make a difference. So it's a wonderful thing. tjriggins.com/help.
Yeah, I was hoping I was wishing I would have brought some sort of, or had some kind of pants in my truck to give to Lindsay, because she was freezing. She wore a skirt out there.
I felt bad for
a skort or whatever that was.
I think my leg hairs grew like 2 inches. Yeah, that's how cold I was.
Like a wolf woman.
A little chilly. But it turned out to a beautiful day.
As soon as she left.
Right.
It got sunny and 75.
I think so. Oh. It was really fun. I don't know how you guys feel, but there... Do you believe in the idea of wearing whatever you want to Thanksgiving meal, to the Thanksgiving meal? Like sweatpants, sweatshirt, super comfortable, as casual as you can be, because we're here to tank up and eat everything?
I mean, I think it depends on who's coming to your Thanksgiving. If it's just your immediate family, then
Yeah, it's cool always it. Just my immediate family and little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael. So... My son dresses like a slob all the time, so he just comes in his normal attire. But if we were going somewhere else, or we had other people coming over, you know, that weren't like immediate family people, we'd tell him to dress better.
Yeah.
I came to your Thanksgiving meal one year, a couple years ago, and I don't recall what everybody was. I don't recall what I was wearing. But was there a more formal dress code?
No, I didn't think so. No.
I think it's a little stuffy. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I'm in favor of sweatpants and sweatshirt, but I am in favor of something a little more casual, not getting dressed up.
Yeah, I mean, I wore my best crotchless rubber chicken suit that day.
Is that right?
Yeah. The clean one.
Right.
My brother has to go to his in-law. Well, he loves going to his in-laws on Christmas Eve, and it's a black tie event on Christmas Eve.
No.
Yeah.
So imagine getting the kids into suits on Christmas Eve at 8 o'clock to go over to their grandparents' house for a adult party.
I wouldn't mind dressing up, but I'm not getting the kids all dressed
on Christmas Eve. Yeah. I mean, it's just wild.
It's a lot of work.
So at TJ Riggins Show, we're just curious: are you somebody who puts on a nice outfit for Thanksgiving, or do you just roll up in your sweatpants? And the majority of the people said absolutely no sweatpants.
Yeah, no,
they have not come around to the idea of wearing whatever
you want. Thank goodness.
I don't know about Tech D Rob. He's sort of the wild card in this book.
How do you not know about what do you mean?
What is that supposed to mean?
You're definitely wearing cash.
Yeah, but not casual to a sweatpants level, right?
No, I'd wear like some jeans if it was cold, or some shorts.
Really?
Yeah, okay.
If it was cold.
Or some shorts.
One of those two.
If it's cold, I'm going to wear jeans or shorts.
I mean, and they're not cargo shorts. There's no extra pockets.
Are they jorts? What are they?
They're like these.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I figure he would dress like he does at work.
Yeah, casual.
Yeah.
But I'm not wearing like sweatpants. I don't ever wear sweatpants.
Okay. No, I believe you totally.
I bet you don't. It doesn't seem like
you know, I'll go for jeans or shorts or flip flops or a parka, just depending on whatever.
Ninja Turtle shirt or you know, Stone Cold Steve Austin shirt, whatever.
Hell yeah, dude.
You know, either one.
Introducing the new Media Center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. The easiest way ever to hear the new TJ and Riggins shows, archives, podcasts, watch the show, and more. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well... there's a story out of my home state of Louisiana. Riggins, I know you love when these stories come out because they're never flattering. But this is from Jefferson Parish area of Louisiana, which is way down in the southern part. I'm from the central part of the state. I'm closer to where the Duck Dynasty people are from rather than the swamp people. You know, yeah. We're talking about reality shows that people know about. I'm more Duck Dynasty, more that than swamp people.
Yeah.
That's a good clarification.
Yeah.
He's a little snobby about it. I'll be
He's a little. Well, you know why? It's because nobody knows any other thing about Louisiana other than Cajun people. That's We're not all Cajuns.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not saying that one's, you know, got higher test scores than the other part of the state. I'm not saying that. I mean, that's all pretty messed up. But there are there is another part of Louisiana that, that doesn't, you know, have Cajun people in it.
Yeah. It's like living in New York and not being from New York City.
Right.
Or Manhattan.
No, you're from upstate and you ride a boik.
Yeah.
I'm not from Rochester. I ride a boik.
I would always say I'm not from the swamp people. So I'm not going to lie. I would always say that.
So this story from Harvey, Louisiana, is that a an assistant fire chief from there was arrested last week, accused of stealing Pokemon cards from Target. Now, I'm always talking about how dangerous to society it is when you have a generation that refuses to become adults. And that like cultivating this kid mentality, you know, on into adulthood is dangerous for the survival of a society. This is what I'm talking about. This is the assistant fire chief. He's in charge of saving people's lives and preventing people from being killed with fire safety. And if this turns out to be true, he's stealing Pokemon cards. That's the decision that he's making. He's got such a childlike mind and mentality that he wants Pokemon cards, and his mama said he can't have Pokemon cards, so he stole Pokemon cards. Now he had to march himself right back in there and apologize and give them their cards back. In other words, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
so he's supposed to be an authority figure.
Yeah. Totally agree.
At least he's saving the kids from not having to buy Pokemon cards and going down the wrong path, Rob.
The wrong path? What are you talking about?
Yeah, the Pokemon's path.
Well, that's a good path to be on.
Mm.
I don't know.
You touched a nerve.
No, I mean, it is. For instance, it's a fun kids game.
He's like, come on, we got a fire. Know. He's like, can Charizard come? Like, just leave the cards here.
You wouldn't take Charizard. Fire. Charizard's a fire Pokemon, you dummy.
Oh.
You take a water Pokemon like Squirtle.
What is happening right now? Get out of here.
Oh, man.
So did you hear what happened to the assistant fire chief? What, sex scandal? No. Pokemon. God. He stole Pokemon.
It's so bad.
Because they were out of Legos.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. A new call and text the show option where you can send us a text or leave us a voicemail, which we may even use on the show. Add it to your phone's home screen today. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
I'm having a hard time today. Oh, man.
We had a busy day yesterday, so.
Yeah. So, on the podcast this week with my wife, TJ and Jody's house, she acted like she didn't believe me when because she's saying that I never think that I'm wrong, and I keep arguing, and I'll never admit that I'm wrong and all that. And I say, that's not right. I make mistakes all the time, and I'm wrong, and I admit it, and will even make fun of myself. When? All the time. I do it at work all the time. Ask them. And so I've been, this is a prime example today. I've had just like zany, whacked out things happening over here that I'm just jerky, herky jerky, topsy turvy, can't hit the right buttons, having to start things over two or three times.
Yeah.
And every time I've said, you know, that's my fault, right? Mm-hmm. So this is on record to tell that battle axe,
The battle axe. The old battle axe, you know?
Yeah, she's at the age to be a battle axe now.
She might be. There is a cutoff point. And she might have.
Yeah.
She might have hit it.
How old do you have to be a biddy?
70.
Like, you know, Southerners say, you old biddy.
70.
You think?
So.
70, yeah.
And a battle axe is younger than that? She's,
yeah.
She's 53.
Yeah, I would say closer to 60 is a battle axe. Mm-hmm. All right. But maybe you're just, do you have a hard time admitting you're wrong at home?
No.
Is there a difference, like,
no,
at work versus home?
No, 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 no.
Because I've heard you say you were wrong before.
All the time.
I don't know about all the
time. It's just that.
Not every day.
And I don't begrudge if she's right and I'm not. I don't begrudge her having that at all. It's not like where she is, like she doesn't want to be wrong at the hands of me, you know, like yeah, we're arguing and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Like admitting that I am far superior to her skills in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. But if I give a suggestion or even look at what she's doing when she's cooking, it's just like, I might as well just burn the house down with her in it. You know, she's acting like that. What a great offense that is.
Burn it down.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. But she's publicly said, like, I'm so thankful that I have a husband that enjoys cooking mm-hmm. and does it well.
Yeah.
Right. But she doesn't want that husband telling her to do, like, how to do anything, even if it's his area of expertise. She doesn't want me telling her how to do it. Mm-hmm. And I don't look at it like telling her how to do it. I look at it like maybe helping her along the way if I see something like that she's going to cut her thumb off with the knife and trying to slice a watermelon.
Just something little. Like
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she goes, well, if I do, I do.
Like, okay. I'll lose a thumb, fine.
All right.
Who needs thumbs anyway?
Now, her mom's a good cook. And if her mom said, Jody, if you turn the knife the other way, it may be, you know, easier not to cut your thumb off. She'd go, oh. And then she'd tell me when I came in, hey, Mom showed me something today. Look at this. How neat this is. I'm going to start doing it this way.
So it's because it's coming from you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And then Riggins and I were talking about this yesterday about how people just assume that I need help all the time, that I'm just a moron that needs help all the time with little things like zipping a jacket. Or, you know, yeah. And so I've determined that I give off the I need help all the time vibes.
He does.
We can talk about that a little bit later, too. So.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Click the deals button to get all our exclusive best deals anywhere from all of the TJ and Riggins show partners. Add it to your phone's home screen today. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
So I don't know if we'll have time to get back into, you know, my therapy session about why people think that I'm always in need of help intellectually. But maybe
we can do that. I'd love to tap into that, please.
We may have to wait until extra funny today.
Okay.
But right now, trending, People is going to announce the sexiest man alive. So people are discussing that, who they think it might be. Last year was Patrick Dempsey. The year before, I think it was Chris Evans. Chris Pine, I think, has been on there. David Beckham, Johnny Depp. All the usual suspects. Good looking people.
Johnny Depp? I don't get it.
Years ago?
He's dirty, though.
I don't get it, but women seem to go over the top for him. I don't understand it, but they do love him.
Certain women. You know. You know the type.
I want to get into that later, too.
I'm just kidding.
Now trending, sponsored by No More Last Days. Head over to tjriggins.com/lastdays. They're helping dogs at risk of euthanasia in kill shelters. So go pick up some of their merch. It's helping dogs, and they need your help. So tjriggins.com/lastdays. Send us proof of purchase. I'll send you a personalized video from my dog, Riley. Isn't that fun? Tonight is the Mega Millions drawing, $361 million. Million with an M.
Yeah. That's what I thought you said. Million with an M.
Yeah, and one clump sum of $169 million.
Yeah.
Lindsay, did you know that's how Jody says it? Instead of lump sum?
No.
She says a clump sum. Yeah.
That's all one clump sum.
I actually like that better.
It's a clump sum.
It's a clump sum.
Yeah. So cash option, almost $170 million. Good luck if you are playing tonight. And then some good news on the way. Britney Spears has apparently reconciled or has been spending time with her 18-year-old son. Mm-hmm. Now, her two kids live in Hawaii with K-Fed and his wife, their stepmother, yeah. and they've been happily living there for a year, but it sounds like one of the sons came back to visit Brittany.
Isn't it Jaden? Jalen, Jaden?
One is Sean Preston, and the other one is Jaden.
It's Jaden.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he said, we're trying to get things started again, but I want her to be mentally well, I know he said, on record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that ain't looking good. So, well, yeah, I mean, if you follow her on Instagram, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
But you know what? They're making progress. Yeah. I think it's a good first step if they've spent some time with each other.
And can you imagine K-Fed in Hawaii? Is that weird?
Yeah.
It's odd.
Basketball shorts and
sleeve tattoos. And, yeah, weird. And
those high white socks.
Yeah, absolutely. Simple Pleasures coming up next.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage, TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
We had a really fun day yesterday for our charity golf tournament. The whole show was out there playing for Hurricane Helene relief, raised a lot of money, and thank you to everybody that came out. It was really fun. It turned out to be a great day. Started a little misty, and then it warmed up. The sun came out. It was beautiful. So thank you to everybody that came out. TJRiggins.com/help if you still want to assist. But in preparation for the golf tournament, I took my dog down to my parents' house.
Mm.
And when I went to pick him up yesterday afternoon, I walked in. My mom was gone. She was playing Mahjong with the ladies. That's mm-hmm. what they do on Mondays. And yeah. so my dad was there with the dog. And I walked in. The house was completely dark. The TV was off. So I walk in the door and I look through the house and I see him straight in front of me sitting on the love seat. And right next to him is my dog sitting with him.
Oh.
And it's pitch black. He's looking at sports highlights on his phone, sitting next to the TV, and the TV's off. So he was just having a nice afternoon of quiet,
yeah.
in the dark, checking scores with a dog. And I thought it just like warmed my heart because my dad's not a big animal guy.
Mm-hmm.
We always had dogs, but he was never really mm-hmm. involved in that way. But it was so nice. I was like, oh, there's my dad with my dog, two of my favorite things in the world. So what is an underrated simple pleasure in your life that might be more unusual? Not like clean sheets or finding the perfect ice cream.
Yeah.
But automatically blindly choosing the perfect fork. You know, if you're like me, you have a certain fork you like to use. And if you can grab that fork without even looking in the silverware drawer, that's just a beautiful, simple pleasure. I have a lot of those.
This one may make me seem like a bad person. But whenever I get through eating something or drinking something,
yeah,
and I look and the dishwasher is running, yes. so all I can do is put it in the sink and walk
yes.
away.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to mess with it. I can put it in the sink. That's a great one, TJ.
That's a good one.
Excellent. There's so many of these, and
tell Jody I said that.
Yeah, she's gonna go nuclear. Yeah. She hears that. Yep. See, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Riding home in complete silence after a long day. I mean, if you've got kids,
that was mine.
Is that
I don't
what
even
it is?
Turn on the radio. Nothing.
Just a little bit of quiet.
Yep.
Removing my compression socks after a long day at work. Nurse life. Hello. Yeah. There's so many of these. At
eating
TJ
alone.
Riggins Show.
So no one eats my food.
Getting to eat.
Yeah.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. The easiest way ever to hear the new TJ and Riggins shows, archives, podcasts, watch the show, and more. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I'm TJ, and I hate to be nitpicky. That's something that I just do not like for people to assume about me, is that I'm nitpicky. However, I have a little bit of an issue here. They rank the sexiest bald men in the world. And they've ranked Danny DeVito at number 6.
Danny DeVito?
What?
Right. But that's not my problem with the list.
I know your problem.
Okay, well, number 1 is Prince William, followed by The Rock, and then the 3rd is Shaq. Shaquille O'Neal. Okay. What do you think my problem is, Riggins?
Danny DeVito's not bald.
No, that's not it.
Oh. Prince William's not bald.
Yeah.
They've got hair.
Right. But sexy bald should mean that you have lost your hair enough to where you're, you know, you would describe them as the traditional sense of being bald because they've lost most of their hair on top.
Oh.
Right? They have the horseshoe. Right.
Yeah, I would not have said that's bald, but I see what you're saying.
But if you choose to shave your head, then you shouldn't go into the category of being sexiest bald man.
Agreed.
Because the sexiest bald man is a specific subsection of, even though they've been cursed the way they have, we still need to pay tribute because they're not that bad, even with by being having lost their hair.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So The Rock, yeah, I think, could have a full head of hair if he didn't shave it for a fashion choice.
I think you're right.
Really? Mm-hmm.
So he shouldn't even be on the list. Just because he couldn't cut it in the sexiest man alive doesn't mean he gets to go down into the bald sexy.
You don't deserve it.
No.
What is Jason Statham on the list? To me, that's like
Probably. I think he should be number one.
Absolutely.
But if you lose it naturally. And
right. You got to have lost it naturally.
Sometimes it's hard to say because they keep it so.
Yeah.
You're like The Rock, but you're right. The Rock definitely has hair.
Yeah. But Jason Statham, you can tell when it does get stubbly that he's got a horseshoe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So he should definitely and should be number one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And no offense to Danny DeVito. He's got a lot of great qualities. Right. Sexy is not one of them.
I mean, that's one of those where, okay, I know women like funny men, but not that much.
Come on.
Not
that
much. It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. A new call and text the show option where you can send us a text or leave us a voicemail, which we may even use on the show. Add it to your phone's home screen today. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Lynn, you used to work in the mall, right? You were in the promotions department of the mall, though. You weren't in the retail area.
Right.
Did you have to work on Black Friday?
Yes.
You always had to work Black Friday.
At midnight.
Now, do you miss the old Black Friday of the way things used to be, or do you like it better now where there's not really such a big rush on that one day?
I liked, in my younger year, I was in my 20s, I loved it. I loved the rush. Now, as an older person, I would hate it.
Yeah, well, here's a young woman who is after your own heart, then.
I heard someone earlier say that they wish Black Friday would go back to how it was, and I've never related to something more. Because let me tell you, there is nothing like eating Thanksgiving dinner, taking a nap, eating again, and leaving the house to be outside of the Walmart at 5 o'clock to fight with somebody's grandma over a box of Tupperware. There's nothing like it. There is nothing like going hard all night, sleeping for 3.5 hours, waking up at 3:30 to get down to the Dillard's. Nothing like it. I want to curb stomp your auntie over a baby alive. I want to. I want to go hard from 3:30 in the morning to 9 p.m. at night on nothing but caffeine and pure adrenaline from all the deals.
Whereas I used to, when my wife would leave on Thanksgiving night and go to the first deal and then get up the next morning, that's Riggins when I would come in on that Monday saying how much men should appreciate the wives for doing the Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
Totally understandable.
I thought, bless her heart. I just felt sorry for her having to go out and do all of that kind of stuff. And then now I see that she enjoyed it. Oh, yeah. Women love it.
Yeah.
Bloodthirsty.
It was great. Wow. It was great.
My wife would also, if there were other women that she was friends with that wanted to go on Black Friday shopping with them, she only had a certain ones that she would allow go because others that she knows would be too slow.
Yeah.
You browse too much. You're in there looking and browsing and all that. We don't have time to browse. We get in, we get out, we move to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Chop, chop.
They think they're in the military. Like those women on Black Friday, like SEAL Team 6, they get very serious.
And I was part of the management team that would let the doors open. You know, I would be in charge of opening the doors, and we had to get out of the way or it would rush. It was just such a thrill. Like, I might get stomped on, I might not.
You should have been wearing a body cam to get the footage of that.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. A new call and text the show option where you can send us a text or leave us a voicemail, which we may even use on the show. Add it to your phone's home screen today.